Company culture.
Hi, everyone. My name's Celia. Thanks for coming and welcome to this roundtable discussion on international management. As you know, as an international company, we at Medifabric try to adapt our practices to suit our local employees. And today, we've got three of our managers from around the world to share their experiences. Lars, what can you tell us about Sweden?
Well, in general, in Sweden, our office is much less competitive than you would find here in the UK. So we are less focused on individual sales targets and care much more about the overall success of the team. We are expected to work together.
Right. So does that also mean you're less likely to be in the office late, making calls to potential clients?
Yes, it does. In fact, this is very important to us because I think we are more concerned with a healthy work-life balance than you are. Our work culture is based around lagom, which means something like not too much, not too little. So it also means that when we're recruiting, it is more important to offer things like flexible hours and free time than bonuses. Certainly, when I first started working for Medifabric, after my first child was born, I was looking for a job where it was okay to have time off.
That's very interesting, Lars. How does that compare to culture in Japan, Akiko?
Well, like in Sweden, there is less competition within offices than in the UK. We care more about the collective. However, there is incredibly fierce competition between companies. As children, we are brought up to fight for our team. And even in kindergarten, we have sports days where groups compete against each other, and we take it very seriously. In some companies, you are forced to sing the company song every morning.
Competitive groups, even at kindergarten. Amazing. Are there any other big differences?
So, the other unique feature of Japanese business culture is that we don't like to take risks. I remember a British manager getting quite frustrated once at how slowly we were taking a decision on whether to open a new office in Osaka. But for us, we needed to be 100% sure that it was the right decision before going ahead. I think this need for certainty makes it quite difficult for foreign firms to adapt in Japan.
That's fascinating. What about you, Jose? What can you tell us about Brazil?
Well, the big thing about business in Brazil is that it is very hierarchical. The boss is the boss and the employees are the employees. Everybody has their place and we all know where we fit. This can be quite strange for Europeans as it's unacceptable to disagree with the boss. They're used to having discussions with their managers, but we are happy just to follow orders.
Wow, I'm not sure if I'd fit in there.
Well, there are, of course, positive sides to Brazilian business culture. For instance, everybody, including the bosses, knows that life also has to be fun. We're encouraged to spend time with each other after work to build relationships. Here in the UK, you live in order to work. In Brazil, we work so that we can live. Once we finish work, we're positive and know how to have fun.
Well, that's a great introduction to your countries. Now, I'd like to invite some questions from the audience. Or maybe some more people can share their experiences about how...